The sharp partisan divide in national politics was clear right down to the local level at the Fort Collins Hilton last night, just before incumbent Democratic Congressman Jared Polis and his opponent Republican Kevin Lundberg were about to take the stage in a televised debate. A small scuffle broke out in the audience.
The rules.
One man in the packed Hilton ballroom holding a Polis sign claimed a supporter of Lundberg hit him as moderator Chris Turner worked to calm both men and restore order in the audience.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a calm debate. We're here to discuss issues, not personal. That's what we do here. This is a civil debate.
Things would calm down after that, and the scuffle was about the only fireworks of the evening, with the format more question and answer than true debate. Still, Democrat Jared Polis used the occasion to introduce himself to new constituents in the redrawn 2nd Congressional District that now includes Larimer County.
I'm Jared Polis, and I'm running for Congress to
Polis also tried to distance himself from Washington and Congress.
I've come to the conclusion that Washington is broken. It's no surprise that Congress has a 12% approval rating. I'm in the 88% of Americans who disapprove of Congress, despite being in it.
For his part, Kevin Lundberg seemed to keep the theme of his campaign, calling for fiscal and social conservatism and across-the-board cuts to government spending. Here he is answering a question about repealing the Affordable Care Act.
You shouldn't put the federal government, or indeed, I believe, the state government, in charge of decisions that belong between the patient and the doctor. To put the government in the middle of that is not to find a solution.
But both candidates agreed the looming fiscal cliff could have serious impacts to northern Colorado's economy, though they differed on what should be done about tax reform. Kevin Lundberg wants a so-called flat tax.
I don't think we can afford more taxes, and it will have a very negative effect on our economy, and it's our economy that needs to be looked at. It's jobs. It's developing a greater sense of confidence in the future that business owners need to really move forward aggressively.
However, Polis dismissed the idea of a flat tax.
There is 95% agreement. Democrats and Republicans agree that we should continue all the tax cuts for people making under $250,000. The only disagreement is whether those who make over $250,000 a year can afford to pay another 4.5%. I think they can.
After the 60-minute forum, during closing statements, both candidates said Washington is broken. And while they differed on how to reform it, their messaging did seem quite similar.
We need fundamental structural changes that recognize the proper role of the federal government, and it's a whole lot less than they think it is back in Washington. I pledge to you that if you send me to Washington, I will not represent we the government. I will represent we the people.
The last 2 years, we've really seen what a do-nothing Congress looks like, and I don't think we need more of the same. What we need is a member of Congress who puts solutions and results above ideology, someone who's willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work, and make sure that we can continue to offer hope and opportunity to every American.
Congressman Polis is widely seen as the favorite in the race, even in the newly redrawn district. But that didn't stop some Republicans like Pam Moss from walking away from the debate feeling energized.
Oh, no. Kevin can win. If we would lose and have to have Jared Polis represent us, oh, that's ridiculous.
Across the ballroom, as people were filing out, Fort Collins resident and Polis supporter Wayne Sundberg didn't seem convinced that the race is a shoo-in, especially since Republican-leaning Larimer County and other rural areas have been added to the district. Still, Sundberg says he liked what he saw from his candidate during the debate.
Fairly opposite points of view, I think Jarris has done a good job, and I'm just impressed with him. So I think that's why the campaign is important and getting out and saying, vote thoughtfully.
The Polis-Lundberg debate will air in its entirety tonight in northern Colorado on CBS 5. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.